Live now.
Capital 263.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? How you doing? What up?
Mm-hmm.
Miriam, I'm going to snitch on her. Okay.
Oh my god. Do you know what? No. I think for the last three episodes, yeah, you've been hating on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that again when I'm actually.
No, it's not hate if it's true.
Okay, what are you snitching about?
All right, I am going to snitch on you about the current state of your hair today. So we're supposed to do this show at 2 o'clock and then Miriam gives me a phone call. She says I can only be there at 1500 hours because I'm still having my hair done. I'm thinking, why didn't you just go and have it done early so that we could do the show at 2 o'clock?
Sha, right? Please. We're grown-ups. We have things to do, hey?
Like your hair.
Miri always chooses to do her hair on podcast recording day. Has anyone told her this is audio?
Yeah.
Listen.
Mira, but a video.
I teach you not to run my pictures afterwards,
Eric. No, but right now, it doesn't even look like it's half the way done. Looks like it's completely done.
Yeah, I asked my hairdresser to finish it up so that it looks like it's done, but it's not done.
So if you go away this way, do you pay just half price?
No, I'm going back after this.
Yeah, I think it's like, this is okay.
You can pull off a wig.
Listen, Mukatumu is like Afro. Literally.
So sort of like Wakanda and like, you know.
Even at whatever. The back. Look at the back.
Okay, we need to go back.
All right, but anyway, what's up, Miriam? How you doing?
But anyway.
How are you doing today?
And everything.
Mm, Ribo.
Yes.
And
my mic's not working.
Oh, it is actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you from there, but hold on, let me fix that in a second.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Okay, so let's finish greeting everyone. Archie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then how is Prof? Oh yeah, we've got Prof in the building, by the way. Prof, what's up?
Hello, I am very good. One last time on the New Nation.
What does that mean? Yeah. Are you pulling a Zizo? Huh?
I'm going back to Bulawayo like in 2 days, so.
Oh, serious?
And I'm not sure when I'm coming back. Probably August, so. Ooh. It's gonna be a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make it count today.
Okay, so we'll make it count today. And yours, your shout out to Prof. He's been here. He's our Bulawayo Connect. This is goes out to you, Mto.
Mto should be here by now, bruh.
Mto should just jump on your fucking bus.
Yeah, he's come through. Gazra, yes. And we need to
he's playing.
We need to help Mto find a girlfriend as well.
Skittles.
Okay, I don't want to snitch on Mto, but like, he has a phobia about leaving home. I don't think it's a matter of he doesn't want to come here. He just doesn't want to leave home.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Does he live with his mama?
No comment.
Yeah, so Mto, when you come to Harare, you'll be the next Onai. We're tired of dissing Onai about living with his mama.
You guys,
it's your
actually,
turn.
You guys actually stop dissing me about living with my mama.
Yeah.
It's kind of different for Zimbabwean people, right? When you live with your mama, you are paying more of the bills. That's what people need to understand.
That's why we ran away.
You know what I mean? It's not the other way around, right? So anyway, let's get into the show. But a week ago, before Miriam has to run to like get her hair done again. Okay, let's go.
About a week ago.
Right. About a week ago, this happened. There's a African curate. Let's start with voting. Yeah, let's start with voting. So it has been announced that we're going to be voting in July, mm-hmm. July 30.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So are we excited or are we not excited about voting this year?
I'm not excited. There's no one to vote for. Lyson Chamisa has become, you know, difficult to work with.
Well, I'm excited because finally you can get it over with.
I'm excited because it's my first time voting. So, yeah.
You're a millennial. You get excited about everything.
But guys, where were we last elections?
We were in college and we didn't care.
We didn't care as much.
And here's the thing. College people take up a very significant population of the youths and they don't care. That's scary.
No, it's this new generation that doesn't care. Do you remember in the 90s, all government policy was actually affected by what college people did?
MDC was pretty much a college and workers' union thing, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
And but then these niggas got lazy.
Riddle me this.
They'll probably riot if data prices go up.
I'm kind of confused.
Data must fall.
I'm kind of confused about something. Mm. So, I don't think I'd like to vote for the ruling party. I'm not convinced by them.
ED has my vote.
I do not think I'm quite convinced by the MDC yet.
Mm-hmm. ED has my vote.
But the other party candidates, when you just look at them at merit, when I look at Nkosana Moyo when he first came in, mm-hmm. when I just look at like merit, right? He seems to make a lot of sense.
He makes a lot of sense.
My question is, why aren't people not going to vote for him?
He doesn't appeal to the masses, which are mostly ghetto. He is intelligent, fits the bill, but he can't appeal to middle class and lower class.
So are you telling me good politics like is about appeal now?
I feel like he's not politics reaching out always to been the masses about appeal. As well.
Huh? Sorry?
I feel like he's also not reaching out to the masses as well. He's doing a more direct approach where he's going door to door instead of organizing a rally or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with Miriam because he's not being seen. You hardly
Why are you not
anything.
Agreeing with me?
Okay, it's not a competition, though. Yeah, like,
it's always with me, Shaman. Agree, I mean, agree.
I don't see him on billboards. I don't see him on TV. I don't hear that much of him on news.
You 4,000.
So
guys.
I don't know. Is he on Twitter? Is he on Twitter? That's the thing.
That's a good question.
He is on Twitter. I mean, he's got this really. He's
okay.
Like,
the thing is, even if he is on Twitter, that's still the wrong medium to make noise on.
Yeah.
Because most of the people on Twitter, I genuinely think are inactive in real life.
My concern is he has to be on something.
Oh yeah,
so
true.
If he's not in the ghetto, at least he's on Twitter. If he's not on Twitter, at least be there or both. But he's not visible.
He's just not. Yeah,
anyway.
He's just not
so
making a lot of noise. So
it's a big deal.
We're not seeing him.
Yeah.
Whoever's handling his PR and marketing should be.
I don't even think he has a campaign team.
He's probably the campaign team.
Wow.
Which is weird for a person with money.
He's an entrepreneurial.
Which is weird for a person who wants to be president.
He's an entrepreneurial campaign. Okay, so listen, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, you can't bootleg in
my hearts of hearts, I think a lot of people who want to vote for Chamisa, I don't know if they're really voting for him because they believe in him or they're voting for him because they don't want to vote for ED.
Most of the guys I've heard are more on a whole, guys, if we can get a GNU, we are safe.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen anyone really come out and say Chamisa is fire because of this.
Yeah.
But people are probably going to vote for him because if it doesn't 100% work out, they're pretty sure it'll force a GNU.
Why don't they just go out and say, let's just do a GNU government anyway? Because it seems like Zimbabwe best operates under a GNU government.
Actually, what they should just do, per ballot paper, GNU.
That's interesting.
True. I mean, they should give us that option.
I was listening on Politics and Beyond where they can choose three options. You get to choose your number one, number two, and number three.
Oh, yeah.
So on the preference system, so number
like
two can actually win.
Mm-hmm. Based on popularity.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's interesting. But anyway, guys, voting is going. Now, check my stuff is all.
This is like diverting. But who knows who was the runner-up in the Egypt elections, presidential?
Mosal.
Yep. And wasn't even running.
Yeah.
Over a million votes.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a popularity contest.
Wow.
Do you know? We'd be voting for Peter Ndlovu today.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, speaking of Blawa, because he's from Peter, I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
Okay. We used to go to the same Baba.
You and Peter. Everyone used to go to Rough Cuts.
Yeah.
Rough Cuts was bloody expensive though.
It was. It was like those American barbers.
And they spell it like R-U-F-F, right?
Yeah.
Because like, well, this is wrong spelling for Rough.
Prof is too young to know it.
Yeah, he doesn't know Rough Cuts.
Actually, my uncle owned the Blower version. So
shut up.
I know it.
Show off.
Yeah, because your hair shows that you don't know. Like you've got a beard, but yeah.
It's a devil.
Oh no.
He's not beard gang.
Oh my God. Mary.
Something slightly sad. African curator Laura from Sky, shout out to you. We're going to give you a shout out here. She posted a thread about how in Blawayo she had this mentor, a NAMA award winner who sexually abused her. And one of those sexual...
Did she say his name?
She didn't say his name.
Okay. So one of those sexual abuse cases where the guy kept asking for favors, and then when she can't say no, the guy would be like, okay, oh, so no.
You know,
one of those
you really don't need me
type of situations, and it's kind of making me sad. I don't know what to think about it. I'm just like,
did she give the favors?
I think she ended because she was abused, so I think she did something that she was uncomfortable with. I'm tired, guys. Like, listen, we're already being called trash. And when we say not all of us are trash, they point to you guys. I'm talking to those guys who are abusing women like this. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect. Lord knows I might have done some crazy stuff back in the day, right? But I'm just saying it's really tiring now. Like, it's really getting tiring. Stop jabbing these girls when they don't want to be jabbed by you. Damn it.
They don't want. Are you sure?
Listen.
You were not there, bro.
Ah, bro. Like, it's just...
In her thread, she's like, no, this guy, he's a prominent singer and he's an award winner. So obviously he's got experience. He's really good at what he does. And she was looking for like a mentor. Like mentor, like proper mentor. I just feel like people should just keep professional relationships professional and just...
Guys,
what problem do you put the power dynamic behind the girl who wants something from the guy who could give her that, but the guy also wants something in return is kind of difficult. Imagine, you know, when they say do whatever you need to do to follow your dream.
And you can see your life is going to significantly change at work. I just got to fuck you in the ass.
Dog.
Would you?
And then if you say no, your current life at work is going to get worse.
You think I'd agree to getting put in
the that? Because that I'm saying that's how this. No,
what you need to understand is that I think the dynamic is really different for women because generally, Vachitokura anyway, they've always kind of felt like men were superior to them in the first place. So the guy is actually superior.
I understand that, but how much did you want this that you couldn't let go of the mentor? I'm not victim blaming.
I know you're
because
not.
This is what it will sound
okay,
like.
Okay, so
but I am saying.
So are we kind of saying, Kuti? There should be some sort of way in which we want to teach women to, Kuti, it's not worth it.
It's not just women, it's everyone. Because a similar abuse, though, when there's women involved, it will usually go to sexual favors.
Yeah.
If it's a guy, there's
some sort of abuse. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is if you go to someone because you adore them, you look up to them, and then they want something in return that you don't want to give them,
then you should walk away.
They can't be the only way to success.
Makes me think about the Weinstein situation. He never actually forced any one of these women, but he threatened their careers by saying, you will not work in Hollywood.
And he was a very powerful man.
So I'm trying to think of homeboy. Think about it.
Singer in Zimbabwe has that power?
No, homeboy. Think about it. In your case, you work at that company, right? And then you've got... think about the second. I'm not going to mention names. Think about some sort of second in charge of the CEO of that company in Zim.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds that, this lighty does da-da-da-da. But then he realizes that he can use you in a certain way. Your life is going to be trash. You're going to go back to your mama's house. Right? You're being put in a position. Okay, I don't even know how this kind of makes sense, but...
into a position.
No, but I'm saying like, do you understand, Kuti, the potential gain from this? And you saying no to it and is going to make your life worse, but at work. I want you to think about it at your workplace.
Same example I gave you, Baba.
No, but I'm saying, Kuti,
Because you put your own words on it.
No, but I'm saying the difficulty in it. You are saying, Kuti, nothing is ever worth that much, basically. I'm saying, I want you to think about it from your own perspective. Would that be worth it? Would you open your butt and have a...
And you know what? I
wouldn't.
I
would leave. I was unemployed before. I wasn't born with a job.
But you see, Archie, what if in her situation, she was working, right? And then she gave up her job or whatever to pursue her dreams. And she knew that being a mentee under this person would open several doors for her. Then obviously that changes, doesn't it? Because if you were unemployed before, then hapanachawa loser.
Is she famous now?
Come on, guys. I think... you guys are kind of straying away from the point because I think this is not an isolated case. It may have happened in the whatever arts industry, but women face this everywhere they go. So to say, well, she could have done other jobs. This happens in schools. This happens at NAST. I've talked to people who have been molested at NAST and by a lecturer, nothing happened after that because again, she was told she had a choice to say no. But like, I don't think women have that much of a choice.
Yeah, and the other thing
is... like they
I think the conversation should move more towards how to get these people accountable. And the best model so far, I think, like he said about Harvey Weinstein, is there tends to be this emphasis on talking about it as if this guy is guilty, even if he isn't, and punishing the person and distancing yourself from the person until you prove that he is innocent. I think that's a better approach.
And another thing is, I think that's already true. It's difficult enough to sort of report the perpetrator and say so-and-so is trying to manipulate me into having sex with him because, you know, he's going to give me a promotion or whatever.
Like, guys, you need
because already if you do report, it kind of, I mean, the sort of stigma that you get by reporting.
You're being that snitch.
Yeah, you're being the snitch.
Inini, just before, on the choice thing, I think perceived choice and choice sometimes look similar. Like, it looks like you're perceived situation of no choice and no choice in for real, they look similar. Yeah, so she had a choice. But if we always say you always had a choice, sometimes it looks like she doesn't have a choice.
You guys need it to understand. Like I didn't say she had a choice.
What are you trying to say?
And because y'all make me sound like Kanye now. And like slavery was a choice and shit. No, what I was saying is, like, all your examples make a lot of sense. College, employment. But you need to understand that college and employment would be different to this particular case because she was already working on her career and then she decided to look for a mentor. So it wasn't exactly like employment. How much of what she was doing would she have lost by not working with that person?
You see, the thing is...
Because she was at a certain point.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Guti. Okay.
What I mean is it's different from Pabasa. Pabasa, when you say no, shit can get worse.
But Archie, but what if you like really look up to that person? Let's say it's, I don't know.
Richard Branson.
For you, it's... Yeah, Richard Branson or something. Okay, who's your role model?
Michael Jackson. And he touched little kids. Allegedly.
Okay, I get where Archie's coming from in terms of she's the one who was looking for a mentor to advance. But I feel like it puts the blame on the victim again.
That's what I was saying. I am not victim blaming. I'm not blaming her for what happened. And I'm not blaming her for letting it happen.
But that line of thinking is victim blaming because you're saying...
I wouldn't be too quick.
I don't like this whole always running to victim blame. Okay, go.
I'm sorry. What I mean is...
His actions.
Like, what all actions in it. The reason why I'm saying this is, I would still ask the same question if she went into the mentorship and she didn't get assistance. Like... Shah, you saw that mentorship was happening and you wasn't helping. Why didn't you leave? I know it sounds like it doesn't make sense because there was abuse in it, but what I'm saying is my line of thought is not just on abuse. It's
not working, be brave enough to realize that it's not working in all circumstances. So what Archie is trying to say, if because Miriam's got the I'm confused face.
No, it's not that I'm confused face. But
Miriam, know your place. Let's.
It's not that I'm confused face. I'm just saying, because you're saying if it wasn't working, what if on a professional level it was working and he was sort of dangling the carrot? So 21 day order it, he's like, okay, I'm gonna introduce you to Oliver Mtukudzi. You're gonna do a track together, for example, just for an example, right? And then they actually have the meeting, they actually do the track. And then it works out. And then the next day he's like,
and then
okay,
he wants
listen,
me to on the side.
Hey, listen, so I managed to hook you up with this gig. So can you give me some? And then she'll be like, oh, okay, but he managed to, you know. I was only
worried because I don't know any Laura from the music industry, which I follow quite intently, local one. So what I am, it goes back to,
did she get
something actually, come out from this?
So I think that's the bad. I get your point actually, but I think that's the bad part because it's never really worth it. Or sometimes you never really know if at the end of the day what you think.
You all just sound like you're victim blaming, man.
What? Excuse me.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, let's move on though. So I'm just saying, like at the end of the day, guys, just stop it. Right? Stop it.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm coming.
All of those things. So this speaking still on Zim, last thing, let's just go ga on this one, like, you know, with the lady with an extra car. I don't know if you got that, but let me keep going. This guy called It's Mutai, right? Lord Mutai with a verified tick said this on Twitter. I came to Zimbabwe and stayed indoors for 20 days. In brackets, going out only for food. I feared the way these Zimbabweans speak. They are xenophobic in caps. Like our brothers from South Africa. Maybe the whole of Southern Africa has a problem that needs African attention. Now.
So how?
Guys, we're the only country I know where a foreigner has never had to worry about being asked for their passport on the street.
Right.
Or their papers.
Mm-hmm.
Chimamanda's TED Talk, The Dangers of a Single Story. Mm. I mean, there's millions of other versions of tourists who come to Zim and are happy. So that's
and
his
how
opinion.
How
so
did he come to the conclusion of xenophobia, though?
I know. Look, the thing is, we can't throw his story out. We don't know which neighborhood he went
to. So now here's the thing.
We're afraid of the white kids.
I looked at the statement. He said, I feared the way these Zimbabweans speak. They are xenophobic like our brothers from South Africa. Now, I'm like, if this statement is true and you qualified by saying like our brothers in South Africa. Guys, my South African homies, shout out to you. But I'm failing and I do not agree with him that we are exactly or are like South Africans in the way we behave to foreigners in 2018. If he was saying xenophobic, I would say, maybe, I don't know, because sometimes you never know how Zimbabwean acts to foreigners. And maybe he feels it was a xenophobia. But he qualified that statement by saying, like our brothers, South Africans put you in a bloody, like when they are xenophobic, they put you in a bloody tie and burn you. You can feel that they don't want you in their country sometimes when you walk around there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know, and I've never seen Zimbabweans behave like that. And as a verified tick person, I don't know if we're that bad, guys.
I think that was just a regular statement from him. If he had maybe given an example of an experience that he had.
I don't think he did.
He didn't.
I fear the way they talk.
I'm a follower, Mangan.
He's got a verified Twitter account.
No, how many followers does he have?
I don't know.
Like, you know what? Maybe he came to Zim and he tried to understand Zimbabwean people by spending time on Twitter.
Listen,
where all Zimbabweans are savage.
Yeah. Hans, I fear the way these Zimbabweans speak. Is Shona that scary?
Hey, Shona's not even that scary, though.
Hey, bro, listen, Shona can go hard.
Sorry, which country is he from?
I think he's from Tanzania or Kenya, one of the two.
Nigga, please. Can't stick it. You know what? Get the fuck out of Zimbabwe, bro.
Now you're starting to Zimbabwean.
Now I will.
Now I agree with you.
Now I will.
But let me
bro.
Just say, if we're going to judge a country by the way people's accent is aggressive, I wouldn't go to Russia or Germany.
Right?
Like, or
Nigeria.
Go.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we had a Nigerian boss. And every time he'd come down to the pool office, after he'd left, people from other departments would be like, hey guys, what did you guys do? Like, what? We was having a gas up in here. And because he always sounded so loud. Mm. Even other bosses he'd interact with, sometimes would be like, he told the story of how people always thought he was aggressive. I was like, no, it's just how I speak. So people got used to it. That's how he speaks.
And then I'm thinking Zimbabwean love foreigners because foreign currency is what we want. How can we be xenophobic?
Bro.
I'm fighting.
Wait. Kenya or Tanzania? Shilling.
Nah. Let's go to...
Guys, Kenya and Tanzania are really beautiful.
They've got really beautiful accents.
Beautiful countries. Oh, yeah.
They are.
I like the Zambian accent in English. Oh my gosh.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. It's really cute. Yeah.
Do we have an accent?
Yes, we do.
Tell
really?
Me what you do.
We have an accent. We just don't know it personally.
we just think we sound British and American.
I've never actually heard of a Zim.
No, it's
accent.
The way we speak English is actually unique.
Some white person is like, I like Zimbabwean accents. I'm like, what? We've got an accent?
Okay. Right? That's like, what I'm saying. Because with other countries, it's so distinct. Zambia is so distinct.
Like you can tell that it's from Zambia. Like,
it's a little baby.
It's a great donkey from Zambia.
This sounds like you're making fun of other people.
No, we're not.
We're actually saying the
Wakanda
accents
are forever.
Really Wakanda forever.
Yeah, but anyway, whatever accent is, it's our accent. Let's get to the next thing about the stuff that Nelson Chamisa said in a political accent.
Lyson.
Chisa,
you can't explain.
I'm so sorry, Chisa. Do it again.
I don't know how old I always managed to do this when I'm here.
This is the second take.
Recording, not recording.
Sorry.
But it was fire.
I'm sorry. I said, that's why, let's do it again. Chisa, Baba, Chisa. Come on,
get out of here.
Come on.
We started.
I'm not going to say MDC slogan twice in one day.
Ah, come on. We talked about appropriation.
You done killed the vibe.
I'm sorry, do you know, imagine if it had gone on for like 15 minutes. Mm. If I hadn't looked.
We actually once did that. Hey?
I know, and you had to redo a whole show.
A whole show.
Because sometimes I wonder if you guys think I do it on purpose.
No, we just think you're not paying enough attention to the work we're doing here.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're fired.
No.
Welcome to Capital 263.
Okay, shout out to our friends, whoever listening from wherever you are in the country or in the world. But anyway, this guy called Nelson Chamisa is running for political office in July this year. And this thing called hashtag Nelson Chamisa Challenge. Miriam, again, explain to us why.
Gosh, okay. So, this came about after Chamisa was at a...
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Kwana.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Miriam, got serious.
He was at a rally. Mm. I don't remember where, but he mentioned that he met the president of Rwanda. Kagame.
Yo. The president himself tweeted. One, my name is Kagame. Kagame, not Kagame.
So yeah, he was saying that he met him and he he helped facilitate the ICT policy, the one that they're running now. Based on the presentation that he had done at that function.
Yeah.
So people, and then, oh yeah, and then the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, then replied to that tweet and was like, I've never met this nigga in my life.
And he did not
help us with the ICT, because as far as I know, the MDC wasn't even,
wasn't even formed
or something. Yeah.
And then?
So yeah, and then, so now...
Then Chamisa replied.
Oh yeah, and it's like, picture. President, you're not expected to remember everything. But we did meet in Geneva at
Then he posted a picture.
Then he posted a picture of them kind of shaking hands. Haters will say it's Photoshop. But like, okay, I guess he met him. But this is one of the reasons why I keep feeling like Chamisa is still immature politically. Like, you don't go out and say a statement like that. Even if it was partially true that they took learnings from his presentation and used them, which president is going to admit to your PowerPoint being the reason why he is fire with his ITC policy? ICT.
I just don't get like why he says these half truths, which end up having him.
It's because his rallies are in the ghetto. He's busy lying to people who won't Google what he's saying.
He's inflating the truth to make him seem like he's this big shot.
I'm like,
I think it's just not even necessary, to be honest. It really isn't even necessary. He doesn't have to say those things. And I feel like the team that he's hired to be his PR is just pathetic. If he does have a team, hopefully he does.
People don't even have to decampaign this guy.
He's doing it himself. And whatever happened to having prepared speeches? Why doesn't he
Freestyle the iron, bro. Zimbabwe with the best. Like, you've got the president who raps. Zimbabwe runs the best bars.
You can have a speech that can guide you, and then you can just freestyle in between.
Afraid if they start writing speeches, he may read the wrong one.
Yeah, because we all know that would read wrong speeches. I don't know, man.
I just feel like there's just no need for him to exaggerate.
Just say the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying his ideas are not bad. It's not bad to want to give us a bullet train. It's not bad to want to give us spaghetti roads. But I feel like give people the things they understand, the things closest to them. You can give them things they'll cheer for, or promise them things they'll cheer for. But you know, come through and be like, yo, guys, I'm going to start building communities and help you guys start making money as communities, build that into businesses. And each community will in turn then contribute to an economy. But you can't come through and be like, spaghetti roads, what for us to put more ex-jab cars?
Makes sense.
We need to start at grassroots levels. Try help us from the bottom up and not here. ICT policy,
And our ICT is pretty fine right now. We know how to use data bundles and how to put hashtags like data must fall.
If anyone from Equinix is listening here, this is right. We would have placed your name or One Fusion or Telecel or Tel One right here.
Right here.
Or Dande Mtande. Listening, just in case there's a person who's from the marketing team from one of those companies.
We could have said, I bought my X bundles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you would have.
Could have been your bundle right here.
And do you know how many people will be listening all over the world knowing that this particular item in Zim works?
Imagine talking about your bundles in the middle of Nelson Chamisa.
How nice would that placement be? You know what I mean? Like, and man, you know what? People are actually going to be downloading this show on their phones. And we'll be using your bundles, obviously. And you know how perfect that would be here. I don't know. It's your choice.
This could be us, but you're playing.
Anyway, people are playing. Togoloshi in skies.
I don't know this story.
So this is what happened. So I'm just looking in on Twitter and I see Miriam having a guess, right? And she's having a guess about these Togoloshis.
Having a guess.
No, you're laughing.
I just caught the story in the middle and then I tried to ask Mto what's going on.
Because he's nothing.
So apparently there's a goblin, right? That was found in Cowdery Park, and what it was doing was jabbing people's wives.
Cowdery Park is notorious for goblins, no?
I don't know. But it was jabbing people's wives and throwing rocks. I was like, okay, why are you throwing rocks
And jabs like, people's wives?
I don't know. Like, choose a struggle. Are you going to throw rocks or are you going to jab people's wives? Like, who are you going to be?
Like, I was throwing the rocks at the husbands.
I'm sorry. This sounds like something a human would do. It doesn't sound amazing. Like, I can throw rocks and jab people's wives.
Exactly. Like, I can hide in a bush and throw rocks. I can jab.
Like, so think, you know what you can do? What you going to do? What, tell me what the hand who throws rocks.
Hey, but Togolosh, if you're listening, look, don't come to H and just stay there. Country Park is a good place
to jab people's eyes. Does the Tokoloji actually look like? I saw the pictures on Facebook of stuff they recovered from the house, which were some weird paraphernalia.
Looks like a little doll of some sort of skin.
And then there was some beady stuff and whatnot. Yeah. Is a Tokoloji an actual person
I think a Tokoloji could be an artifact, could be a little doll, could be like just about anything. It could be
a rock in AKA's house.
It could be a rock.
How does it work? How does it then throw stones?
I don't know. It just jabs and throws stones.
But if it's a little statue or a little thing.
Listen, dynamite comes in small packages.
No, wait, I think it's anime. It's actually a moving
thing, like a mini just, human
not
type
human,
of thing.
But it has human features, but also animalistic and sub-spiritual features.
And it probably has a shell. I think the spiritual bit of it is what has human features. But you know, it could be like your shades.
So this is the hypothetical narrative. I'm not saying I believe in that type of bullshit. Like, I'm just saying, that's what people say
looks like. Oh, okay.
Wait until you wake up with a penis in your butt and it's a Togoloshi. Like, it's a cell with a penis on it.
We'll just say you're gay, bro.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm saying is at the end of the day,
how many times have you mentioned a penis in any of these guys'
this episode
this
should be called
show.
Penis in the butt.
Thank you, Miriam.
This whole show. This is like the third or fourth time on I.
This is the penis in the butt episode.
Sorry. I don't know why. I don't know. Hey, listen.
this where you see a person's level of homophobia, bro. Like, the worst thing he can imagine is a penis in his butt.
All the time. Consistent.
All
right, forgive me. But anyway, I think that it was caught by...
Why aren't you scared of your penis up a butt?
Listen, it's never going to happen.
This is a Tokoloshi, bar. You can wake up with your penis.
I would just come and sit on me. Like, so the Tokoloshi, are you male or female? Because you know.
Oh, what? Are you saying butt is okay if it's a female?
If you were given the option, right, to be.
Nigga, butt is butt. I would do butt. I don't care if it's female or male.
You know what? Anyway, yeah. Miriam, don't we ask you of such a...
Oh, I've got a bewildered look on my face now.
Oh, we talked about rimming the other time.
She didn't. Oh, that's... you know what? That's what rimming is?
No, rimming is when you put the tongue on
that
the
That was butt. Just nasty. Ah! That was... When I was listening to that episode, I was like, what? No, I need to cleanse my ears.
Earbuds.
I just can't.
Guys, have you seen the latest trend of this is God? There's something on Twitter.
What?
No.
Like, someone gets a promotion, this is God.
Look at God.
And then I saw another guy who was like, I can't wait for my look at God moment. In my head, I'm thinking,
nigga,
waking up alive is look at God moment. I just don't like this whole narrative where it seems like, I'm not saying don't celebrate, but people are only celebrating the things almost as if to kind of brag it a little bit.
Yeah, and people are bragging.
And then they'll throw God in there, just kind of make it okay.
They're doing a mudiwa.
But I'm, yeah. Yeah. But anyway,
okay, not like,
like, you know, God just blessed me got 1,000 cars. Yeah,
that Mdiwa line was real though.
About which one?
Which one? Kind of not made up.
Oh yeah. Right. AKA's ex girlfriend apparently must have been using Tokoloshis because he said he found rocks, not the ones the bath salts. The ones that you get at a river. So I think whereas AKA broke up with Bonang a couple of months ago, I think, and he found rocks. I think he said he found rocks in his bedroom. So I think, I don't know if people are not having fun with it.
I feel like AKA...
Sorry.
Whoa, okay, my earphones are kind of gone. But I feel like AKA is just so immature.
Okay. He's around what our age. He's about 29, 28, 29.
He's so immature. What do you mean I found rocks? Okay.
Anyway, did AKA ever go to church in a Bonang? So why is he freaking out about whatever she chooses to believe in?
I don't know. Zanzagapi on a Boiti. Ah, it killed me because Boiti is a nganga now.
So,
why do you turn a picture of Maroksa? I should tell you, Maroksa. Someone was like, Maroksa, I don't know. You know that mavu that woman eats?
Mm.
That clay is that rocks. It could have been that. It could have been rocks from the freaking riverbed. It could have been rocks from the sea.
Why does Zanzagar have those rocks?
Zanzagar in plastic.
We're trying to preserve the rocks.
Okay, but anyway, AKA was telling about was saying something in a song called Beyonce that he hasn't seen Bonang's weave. He hadn't seen Bonang's weave
without
in
2 years,
without a weave in 2 years.
What's wrong with that? She can afford to always have a weave.
Did he ever ask her if she could let her hair loose?
You know what? The thing about this song,
we haven't seen without a haircut in 2 years.
The thing about this song was that he was now saying, "I was smashing you while I was paying damages." As in damages, in my head, I'm thinking, why are you rapping in this whole melancholy thing, almost as if you want to blame Bonang for the fact that you were cheating with her on your baby mama
when she was pregnant?
Like, I'm thinking, dog, that's the immature bit. What do you want me to feel? You want me to feel sorry for you that you cheated and you're regretting it?
Why did him and Bonang break up?
I don't know.
The sex got boring.
I think he just got to a point where he was like, this chick is a superstar. I wanted that feeling of I'm with a superstar and it wasn't really worth it. I think.
He's
just
stupid.
Maybe his sex wasn't as good as the publicity.
I don't know, man. I'm a fan of rap and I find it very... Something wrong with an entire grown man snitching on... Just what? Snitching in
right?
general. Like... The stuff he was disclosing is
worse
on
a woman.
Should, yeah. But I didn't want to say that because it's.
Oh, yeah,
it's sexist,
I know you,
but,
you go against that. And it's okay, I'm here
general,
to say it for you. It's all right, bro.
I mean, it's okay in the Pusha T and Drake beef, this man to man and there's responses, but Bonang's not going to do a reply.
She's not. Well, she's not going to say. She actually hasn't said anything.
Even if she wrote
far.
A book, I'm not sure like she'll pull it off. Like, I'm just saying.
She can't even get the English right in the book. I mean, no one's going to do that.
But we're not even talking about that right now. We're just saying, like, AK is just no, just why say they rocks in my house?
I would know if there were rocks in my house, bruh.
How do you know? Maybe I don't know.
My mama brought them,
or your maid, or
guys,
anybody.
We had a maid, guys, who I found a kahari in the cupboard. Kudin, I was like, okay, hold up.
See,
akapiwa. Why do people always assume if people have these things, they're meant to either harm other people or do some sort of damage to other people?
That's what I'm saying. They could have been.
I'm saying these things could be spiritual. They could be that. Mm-hmm. But what if they're spiritual, but just to help them? Just maybe it's to protect them. Pangwana and a spiritual husband, denominator. And that kahari keeps that nigga shut.
Now, what if the nigga then comes to your room like I'm there and kumro makondom? Like, you know, you don't like, hey, you know, just be visiting by someone else's spiritual husband. Like, you try not having that. But I think that's it for AK hashtags and .coms. And let's go to the feeling station real quick, Andre.
The feeling.
Okay, I also don't think, actually, what's the worst thing an ex can say about you? Like, that's really crazy. Or you or Miriam, did you leave rocks in someone else's house?
That I ain't loyal?
All right.
I don't care
that's
if I ain't,
worst.
But that's
the worst
thing you can say about me.
Mm. Let's go to feeling station.
I really care about looking loyal.
Even if you're not.
Even if I'm not. Like, I feel like I am loyal. I'm loyal to my friends.
But you're not loyal to Bay.
I don't have a Bay right now.
But you're going to get a Bay.
She likes the accent of one of the people from Nook Nation.
Yeah, I hope it was me, bruh. Because when I hear myself, I don't like the voice. But if it was me...
It's between you and Nigel.
It's probably Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel. I know she's a show.
Oh my gosh. NTK, low dash daddy. This is for my email.
This nigga's a drip, man.
But he is kind of cool, though.
Pause.
Okay, anyway. Let's get your hashtags in now. I'm feeling station. Makupsi, our friend from running. There we go. Makupsi, our friend from Running with Fitness Bay. Shout out to you. Asked a question to the Noog Nation. And this question came from a blog where she was talking about basically.
Check out her blog, makupsi.wordpress.com.
Yes, please do check our blog out.
M-A-K-U-P-S-Y.
Should there be bae allowance? Should guys give their girls bae allowance?
Should girls give guys bae allowance?
Aywa. Should guys give their girls bae allowance? Don't try.
That was the question.
That was the question.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an entitlement.
Please go on.
Okay. I don't expect at a regular period to have my boyfriend give me X amount of money because I'm his girlfriend, because we're in a relationship. And in a relationship, it's not, you're not in it for monetary gain. You're in it to be a companion to the person. You're in it to be a partner to the person. So I shouldn't be on a payroll because it's not a job, quote unquote.
Personally, I try to be that word is not coming out. But you know, chivalry.
And then
there are
Don't worry, I got you.
I didn't want to go wrong on that. In case I'm the one I'm accenting.
Shiva's regal.
We're gonna go to Vito. But anyway, like if I have a bae and she is in need of help, I will help. Mm. I know even one of my comments I said, like, if I go to see bae, can I draw a number I'll show up with something. Like, I'm not saying it's like, yeah, I won't eat if I don't bring something, but I will show up with something just like, yo, I didn't come empty handed. Mm. And beagati ashanda omiro marie rent chichi, my pay is a couple of days late and I'll help out. Best believe that amount is above $10, that money better come back. But and I will help out. And sometimes I will just help out. This thing I do to Mario, it's okay. But kuzonditi bay allowance.
Yeah,
man.
No.
I can't guarantee you that money every month. I can't guarantee my mom that money every month.
Okay, I think the most important thing is context. Like, it's not like the money just comes without any strings. And I think you need to look at, firstly, who earns more. That matters. Also, look at what kind of person she is. Some women have pride and wouldn't want, even if they need to be given any handouts, they still have their pride. So you wouldn't do that in that case. And like, what do you want in return? Some guys would hold it against the woman for the rest of her life, but some guys would forget about it. So like, it just, context matters much more than the money being given and the amount of money being given. Some men are very abusive when money is involved and things like that. So I don't know. It's a very difficult question to answer about people in general. It's a more personal and specific decision.
Yeah. Better give me that poontang if you eat
like
my
money. It's more of out of love. Do it out of love, not out of obligation or out of I want something back. Give me, if you want to give me something or if it's money, it's like, babe, you know what? Go spoil yourself. Here's some money for lunch or whatever. You know, it shouldn't be, okay, ndakutwa isa miri pa budget. I've got rent, bills, nada, miri. You know, really, guys.
You're not going to have a budget, but it doesn't mean you'll get the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
It'll just be there waiting.
Oh, okay.
And then if you need it, I'll push it your way.
My thing is, like, I find it very difficult sometimes to see what way girls are trying to go with this whole thing about being a girl in the 21st century. Mm. On one hand, you're saying you're independent and you do not want to be this person who is given by guys and whatnot.
No, don't get it twisted.
Hold on. And then on the other hand, you seem to be also be throwing on this, you know, I want to be taken care of. But you know, here's the thing, you can't, if you want to get a guy in the position of taking care of you, subconsciously, you also kind of have to sort of somehow, subconsciously, maybe not like overtly, but the dynamics change. On, and they're not kind of working with what the girls want to move with this whole independent thing in the first place.
Okay, don't get it twisted, Onai. Yes, we want our independence. Yeah. We've got our independence, yes. But spoil me. So
have your own allowance. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm moving away from the allowance. I'm just saying, Quinty. We pride our independence. Yes, I can pay my rent by myself. I can buy my groceries by myself. But if you know your girl loves expensive chocolate, for example, you can also buy her expensive chocolate. That's spoiling me.
I am not.
That's
talking
not taking
about
care
spoiling.
Of my needs.
I'm talking
per se.
About those who want pay allowance. If you're not speaking for those who want pay allowance, then cool. I'm just saying pay allowance is a ridiculous idea. Without me, you were living. Why all of a sudden do you want a monthly stipend?
One of the
scholarship year, relationship year.
Okay.
One of the comments on the blog is, I hate working with every fiber of my being. To think of having to share my salary with someone is something I can't. That was actually a chick who posted that.
I can't defend that. like I said, context. Some chicks would feel that way. But I want to say, in response to what Onai is saying right now, I don't think it's mutually exclusive. It's possible for a girl to want independence and want to be taken care of. Mm. So when you give her that money, you're not taking away her independence. You're actually enhancing it because you allow her to be more of herself. Mm-hmm. So it's very much possible.
Hallelujah!
In the angle, like, you know what? Like, my stance on the bare allowance is there. It's there. You know, I'm not about... Yeah, I'm not about bare allowance. But one thing that's there is... the girls nowadays say a lot. Like, guys are all DTs. And I don't wash for a nigga because I don't do this. Like, he wants wife benefits before he puts a ring on it. And but isn't asking for bae allowance the same thing? Like, aren't you asking for hubby benefits?
Hubby benefits.
But you see, okay, I don't believe in that narrative. What I believe in is that a relationship is reciprocal. It's reciprocal. Yes, you return the... not return the favor per se, but like...
I'm
not in a relationship by myself. My boyfriend is not in a relationship by himself. He's not expected to take care of me and buy me gifts and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just there like...
Miriam, question. If you went to your boyfriend's house and this room was filthy, dishes were not done, and he just looks like he's not eaten, are you going to help him? Are you going to suggest or want to clean the house for him? Or clean something or pick up or just at least scream at the top of your lungs and say, this room is filthy, let's get up and clean it?
Guys.
Question. And then, are you going to do that?
Listen, like, you have to put common sense. No, yes. Can I explain?
Yeah, she can explain. Don't be like that.
I think social media has made us become so, you know what, I'm not going to do this because he hasn't put a ring on it or whatever. But common sense, okay? You walk into a place, there's a mess. Of course, you're not the maid or whatever. But at the same time, you're in a relationship with the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the one day that you come through, it's not like you're there every day and you're a maid or whatever. There's like a pair of socks that are all over the place. You just pick it up and you then say, you know what? Maybe let's try keep this area clean. And then you help. You don't like overexert or whatever. You just help.
Coercion. Yeah.
If there's one question, or I could suggest a maid and be like, oh, I know a maid.
Would you do your boyfriend's laundry?
If there are one or two,
we've gone to his cabin, it's a weekend, the whole freaking laundry basket is filled up with the dirty clothes. Mm. Would you do his laundry?
Like, no. Because I mean, no. After y'all been dating for 2 years, okay, you can still be going out every weekend that you hang out, but most likely you guys are chilling at home.
Guys, most of the time, I don't like doing my own laundry. So, wouldn't do his
laundry. So, you're going to watch me wash.
If there were one or two pieces, let's say in my laundry basket, yes. But not...
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Q, sexual healing here.
What is
this? Oh my God.
What is this dirty linen doing in your laundry?
What if Bay left his hoodie at my house? Can y'all get your heads out?
It's not his hoodie anymore. My hoodie is saying, if he left his hoodie at your house,
it's not his hoodie.
It's not his. We're talking about clothes that are his. That he will have to take back.
No. All right.
Oh, ask the maid to wash it.
Okay, which is equivalent to her doing my laundry.
Okay, so question, because
I'm cool with that.
Because I know Archie once said this statement.
Sorry. I'll ask the maid to wash it. Then he also has to chip in.
Okay, Archie said that.
Archie said,
if a girl comes through to my cabin and she sees it's dirty and she does not even lift her finger to try and clean the house, I'm not going to marry a chick like that.
Yeah, I'm not just a piece of meat with dick. You can't just come to my house for dick. Like, look, bro, it's a mess, help out.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
But in Mimi Wamakoma, I'm so zonyanya kuzeta, you know, too dirty. Like, don't live like
it's not like we make a conscious effort to
guys the bigger question
is how many husbandly duties should a boy be doing before he's actually a husband, and how many wifely duties should a wife be doing before she's actually a wife? And I know people are going to be talking to me about roles. I know this, like, one specific person who hates roles.
But what I was like, what I usually think of in the case, especially you're washing your dishes, nene.
Because other women are going to be saying, why, do you know, he could do it on his own. Why does he expect me to do it?
Miri, if I was your dude and I came to your house and your light bulb was out, I'd fix it. Like, I wouldn't sit there and watch you do it because, nah, man, I can't be doing husband duties now. And like, I know roles are a bad thing. Mm. It's not just because it's a role, but it's because it's something that I can do and I will help.
It's obviously unavoidable.
Like, you see, the thing is, I don't have time to be with you over the weekend because it may seep into Saturday into Sunday. But you know what? If you really want to hang out with me, I can even come and sit in the fucking bathroom with you while you do the washing. And then we go hang the shit, and then we can now, because you obviously do it faster. And I'm so, I know this is like gender biased, and but you will probably like, okay, I'm so slow, you will obviously do it faster than me. And then now we can chill and enjoy the weekend.
Miriam wants to cough.
No.
Okay, sorry.
No.
But the thing is, like, so many, it seems like the whole like, girls are like, I want you to be a guy who's able to provide. And I'm thinking, what's the reciprocal for a girl? No, and then girls, and once you start saying reciprocals, they will say, no, but I'm not your wife.
In angle, like, what you're saying is okay. My only challenge is this, it's very generalized. Mm. Like, what's the reciprocal for a girl? Mm. I don't look at it like that. It's the reciprocal for me as a person. Like, I start thinking of when I end up with a person in a relationship that is forever. Like, when I'm married, I want to be with someone who will do my washing, who will cook for me, and who I know will clean the house. And I don't want to find out that you hate washing, you hate laundry, and you hate cooking.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder, guy chefs out there, do they expect their wives to do the cooking? Like, guys, like Chef Kuchi, like, is cooking one of the things he's looking forward to in a woman?
I think people are different. Mm. What would be right to say is, what do you expect in a woman? I'd like to know from everyone here. I mean, what do you expect
Do you know, I had this conversation before, and I really came to the truth. Like, the truth is that I'm not good at cooking. I was raised in a family where I was not the one expected to cook. The female members of my family, I was once chased by my dad out of the kitchen when I was younger because he didn't want me to be in the kitchen, although he's the one who taught me how to cook sadza later on when I was in college.
Because now he needed you to do it.
Exactly. But then I realized that if I could have it my way, I would want to cook here and there, but I would want future bae to be the one who is the captain of the kitchen. Mm. Like, she's the one who takes over. I'm not saying she cooks all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying she's the one who is responsible as far as the cooking and the food handling goes in the house. I can be the one responsible for buying it.
Guys, in the humble piece of boiled egg. Like, you know what? Cooking is not my thing.
So it's not like I want to relegate to the position of just being in the kitchen. But I would really much appreciate it.
I think it just,
if she's the captain of food.
It comes from an understanding of each other. Because in as much as you're saying, I would want her to be the captain of the kitchen and everything and all that. But you also have to sort of understand, Kuti, okay, yes, I'm the captain of the kitchen. Do I have time to be the captain of the kitchen? You also look at that dynamic when you're doing that. During the weekend, of course, you know, you've got time. I'm giving an example, Kuti. We're both going to come back home at 6 o'clock and we're both going to want to eat. So, you know, it's a matter of also helping each other.
It's helping each other, like, makes sense. But all I'm saying is, Kuti, there's going to be times where even both of you are tied up by Nyaya Zemari. Nigga, get your app, go. Auntie, I think as a guy in a relationship.
Okay.
Both of you guys are broke. Yeah, munama options. But the onus is on the guy. In my situation, the onus is on the guy. For me, to get up. If there's a ghost outside and it has to be faced by one of us and we're both scared, the onus is on the guy to go outside. I'm just saying there are situations. Yes, both of you are tired. One, and maybe maybe the helping each other doesn't work. I believe in helping each other, but the person who's supposed to be running the show in this specific way, as far as cooking goes, because I'm a person who is not of great culinary skills and I was not raised that way, I want to learn and I'm going to be there in the kitchen. But I'm saying be the boss of it. Like, take charge of that particular area. That's what I'm saying.
I get that. And I think in this generation where there's an inclination to have a sort of role fluidity, there are times when you actually do need to assign, as unpopular this opinion is, there are times when you need to assign roles to each one of you.
And sometimes it might suck, but those roles are typical to the ones that have been forced down by toxic patriarchy. I'm sorry.
In Anguga, like these roles are quite important to me. I'm not a traditional person. All my people know when I decide to go do lobola, my friends are going to have to step in because and that's how bad it is. That's how much I need help. But in these roles are so important to me that I feel they're so important that they should be part of my decision to date you level of importance. Like, yo, this is what I'll probably expect. If it doesn't work for you, like, let's talk about it now.
Kick rocks.
Yeah. Throw rocks and
find a tokoloshi.
But I'm saying, like,
find a tokoloshi to do your dishes and do the cooking.
Yeah, but it's most likely that as we get more serious, you will find that I will start imposing these roles even more on you. I may not in our first year. I may not give a shit if you're gonna come and clean and chichichi or chi.
When the second year, I'll be mad if you don't do it.
I'll be looking to be like, maybe it's the wrong way to look at it. Maybe you're going to change. But I'll be looking at you like, yo, this is going to be my life. You're going to be just coming through, chill with me on the sofa.
You're not going to be the person who takes charge. Like, because I think guys, you will say like second gen, the guy doesn't even think of when your light bulb is off and he doesn't even make an effort to go like, this is going to be my life. I mean, you kind of need to think about that as well.
When you say I've got an emergency, it's like, sorry, baby.
Sorry, baby.
And then it doesn't even be like, yo, I'm coming there now.
Where are you?
Okay, one last thing. Miriam once was making fun of unbearded guys recently. Because
I was not making fun of unbearded guys.
In this podcast, she called someone Indevu.
Yeah. That'd be again. But then you said in the group chat.
Listen, there was a tweet that I'd seen where this woman was complaining that her husband got her beard shaved off without asking her. Without asking her. So she's like, you know, I've got an insect walking around my house who's claiming to be my husband. You know, it was a bit funny. So my thing was that when you take such a massive step to have your beard shaved off, especially if normally you have it on, as a partner, as a girlfriend, as a wife, a fiance or whatever, you should consult before taking that huge step to take that beard off.
Homeboy.
Again, both ways. I'm all about
reciprocity.
Thank you.
Today I'm killing it with the English, bro.
Thank you.
But I understand that. I've dated someone who was like, yo, I like your beard. And it was at a time where everyone else was thinking,
yeah.
Wait,
those days when you had that really ugly looking beard?
I've never had an ugly looking beard.
Those days when you're not shaving, Baba. You look like you could hide things
in
there.
And it's not just about beards. It goes both ways. Before I left the house today, I was like, you know, this is what I'm getting done. So
you down with that?
Cool?
So you're saying, Kuti, before major style changes on your persons, you should be able to ask your person first.
Especially
if she likes, if the person specifically likes that.
Listen,
know?
I'm a beard gang person. Listen. Like, yo, I love beards. Okay. Mm. So
that's why she love me.
that's why I love my bae.
She's putting it out just in case the bae's like, what's going on for Raja?
I love that beard. And if he's gonna shave it off or trim it or whatever, but like, listen, this is what I'm gonna do. And I'll be like, okay, you can trim it. It's fine. You can leave it to be this much.
Why is it? Go look for a software. Why is it that takes a photo and then give me a simulation of what it will look like after?
I've got a question.
Then we can decide.
I've seen guys have had this complaint a lot. So girls want to ask guys to shave off their beards, right? But guys out there were being sexually active with their girls, and they asked to girls to shave off their pubes. The girls are like, ah, I don't want.
The girls who keep their pubes?
Hey, bruh, it's a crazy world out there. I'm just saying,
That's nasty if you do.
I know a person, are you nasty, guys, please, I know a guy who dumped his girlfriend just because she just wasn't shaving her pubes.
I don't know, like, so are we saying people are invested in the way the other looks?
Because the way the other person looks is actually part of the reason why you're with that person,
bruh. If you make me look cool out in these streets,
but like, not a deal breaker kind of way though, right?
It's not
beers
a deal breaker.
Beers are a deal breaker these days for girls like Miriam. If you it's don't not have a beards, deal. You're not a real man. I know one day we're just half a guy. Because got a goatee, but like he's like
I know Kwana.
I'm a teenager to Miriam right now. You know
the
now,
beard quote.
Now I'm worried about my future because every like 3 years I change dramatically. So like
that's why you've been single for quite a while, my guy. You're not consistent.
Guys, unfortunately, I have to bounce.
Someone was now liking you, and then you changed, and they got confused.
Okay, I think you're just going to just try to wrap up the show now. Miriam, please. Just.
Yeah, okay. So you can find me in the Noog Nation group on Facebook. You can check me out on Twitter, Happiness Chaser. And you can follow my blog. Please follow my blog. Please read my stuff.
Leave comments.
Yes, mirianyakunzuka@wordpress.com. It's called the Bedsit Banter Series. You'll find some really interesting stories. So I'll see you guys next time.
Okay, sure.
Bye.
Hi, Chienda.
Picture, take a picture for us.
Mira puta enda aga pick up my headphone.
Okay, so okay, let me just pause this so that we can take a picture of Miriam, then we can shut off. Tatsura picture na Miriam. So yeah, so yeah. So just to wrap up the show, thank you very much for listening. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you listen to us on iTunes. I know a lot of
leave a review as well.
Yeah, it's really good. Our show is called 909 and the Other Guys. Oh, and watch all of the other Capital 263 shows. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, watch them. Sorry. With your ears.
Listen to them. Archie, yes. Tell us what they can find you.
Archie Moyo on all social media. blandersandbrilliance.com. I am coming back with a couple of blog posts.
Yes, very interesting blog posts. And Prof, it's been really great to have you this month.
Thank you.
Tell us where people can find you, in Skies or in Harare or wherever.
Just Prof Shumba on all social media. So P-R-O-V-Y and then Shumba is the normal Shumba spelling.
Hey, okay, fine. Okay, so it's been
Prof Lion.
It's been 99 the other guys and figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes by 2. Shout out to you.
Boom.
Boom. And now. Capital 263.